We're joined now by the GM of Hockey Edmonton, Dean Hengel. Dean, how you doing? Dean,
Hi, Jason.
Dean, I guess the first question I want to ask you is, Nova Scotia and Ontario have removed body checking from bantam and midget at levels below A. Will that ever happen, do you think, in Hockey Alberta and Hockey Edmonton?
Oh, no doubt it'll happen in the future. We're not going to see a change in our community hockey program for the 2014-15 season. Our members have just recently decided to maintain the same levels of competition that we've had before. So it'd be a body checking game at Bantam and Midget in our Federation program. But we do have a program, our Recreational Hockey League, that does provide a non-body checking opportunity for those athletes that are interested in that style of a game and also a little bit less rigorous schedule.
So you say no doubt. So is there a demand? Are you finding a lot of hockey players who are at levels B and C and Bantam and Midget want to remove contact and just play for fun?
Yeah, we've had a limited number of expressions of interest in having a non-body checking opportunity in our Federation programs. How many of our athletes in each of those divisions that are truly interested in it, as opposed to just answering a survey, is part of the challenge that our organizations look at. Because when we're operating a program that provides an excellent tiering that allows for virtually every game of the schedule from the first to the last playoff game to be competitive, there's a lot of concern that that we retain that type of strong schedule throughout our regular league as well as then into a new non-body checking league.
Dean, there was the numbers from Hockey Alberta came in that the registration is down across the province, 3.6, not a major number. But here in Edmonton, you know, we've had a lot of parents texting the show, emailing, you know, what is the reason why their kids are not playing? And the number one is cost. Is, you know, I know rink availabilities, but, you know, I've had some people sending me numbers of their registration and what it costs this year. And depending on what municipality they're in, you know, Adam kids are now $900 in some places, you know, $800, $700. Is there any way that hockey registration will ever go down in the future in your mind?
Oh, absolutely. There's the opportunity for it, and there's the opportunity for parents to control their own costs for their sons and daughters that are playing the game. And just as a side note, to the best of my knowledge, all of our numbers in Edmonton for Adam registration are under, and in some cases well under the $700 figure, which you just stated as being the low end. What we foresee happening in the future in Edmonton is offering more streams of play, where we will be doing program reviews, and competition reviews, and building new standards so that the athlete that wants a less rigorous schedule in terms of numbers of games, numbers of practices, numbers of tournaments that they travel to, that they would have a much lower registration fee than those athletes that are, you know, really, really looking for a very full 100 or 140 skate season.
What about the 'cause there's, I know for a lot of teams now, there's the registration, but then there's the additional costs required up front for travel expenses and stuff. If your son or daughter is good enough to make a team, Dean, but, you know, suddenly now that, you know, the coach is really adamant, we got to play in six or seven tournaments. What option does the parent have if they want their kid who's good enough to play at that level, but feel, you know what, we just don't want to fork out the extra dollars to go to all these tournaments because it might not be necessary?
I think that what's critical there is that associations require that their coaches have a seasonal plan and that plan is, you know, is stated up front and it's available to people so that, you know, if they're looking to try out at a certain level, they understand what the what the requirements would be. Once we get into these seasons, a lot of the team budgets and team schedules are controlled to a degree by discussions with the team management and the parents. And that's where they have the opportunity to ensure that the program is more in fitting with the experience that all of the parents and athletes on that team want. And whether the tournament is local or whether there's no tournament, whether there's team apparel programs or, you know, rigorous off-ice training programs or whatever, that those are things that educated parents and coaching staffs can, develop.
Well, I think it's safe to say, Dean, that you can have some coaching staffs or certain parents on a team that are going to be much more overzealous and thinking, man, we got to do more, that it's better. And now you got to have Tuesday nights where you're going to go to a skating class, and Thursday nights you're going to do off-ice training and those type of things. And all the studies say it's not true. So does Hockey Edmonton have the power to say to a coach, no, you can't force your parents to have to abide and have to all these extracurricular stuff, because when they register for hockey, they're not registering for off-ice training and now extra skating classes and stuff. What power does the association have, and do you guys enforce that?
We currently, I think we do a pretty good job with a number of our organizations in managing those things. Whether there's, it's actually written into regulation, and whether there's a specific sanction, for the most part, I would think that those are lacking, and we've not gotten to that point yet. There's certainly organizations across Canada, Hockey Canada branches, that are looking at putting game caps on, and that's one of the things where when we start going through a review of our standards of play here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will be looking at what the ideal hockey season would look like for each and every one of our divisions of play, from initiation through midget, and our categories from a tier 8 right through a midget AAA, and what that looks like 365 days a year, reflective of Edmonton, where ice is in relatively short supply, but we do a pretty good job of managing, allocating, and scheduling in a fair and equitable manner.
Dean Hengel joins us. He's the GM of Hockey Edmonton. Dean, we know what Hockey Alberta instituted the non-contact or non-body checking in Pee Wee last year, and a lot of people liked it. Some didn't, of course. Is there anything going to be different in Hockey Edmonton this year that wasn't there last year?
Well, one thing that we're looking to expand quite dramatically is some of our try or grow hockey experiences, as we look to diversify the offerings that we provide to boys and girls in Edmonton that are interested in playing hockey. We did a pilot program last year, a 6-week pilot program, where we had children that had never played the game of hockey, and we engaged them for 6 consecutive weeks with some of our excellent instructors. Feedback was through the roof. They were looking for more programming to start. Now, whether that's in a non-traditional environment that goes in a 6-week schedule and may or may not include formal games, or whether some of those people were, after having that type of an appetizer, ready to jump into one of our more mainstream programs. We currently are looking at having in the neighborhood 450 or 500 registration slots for tri-hockey initiatives of 6-week natures this year. And one of the things that we're really excited about is the potential to be one of 3 communities in Alberta that will benefit from a recently announced Bauer Big Assist program, which is very, very similar to the TRI initiatives that we piloted last year and are currently planning.
And one final one for you, Dean. Are all those plans provided in detail prior to tryouts for Peewee AAA or Bantam AAA or whatever level the kids are playing, Adam even, is it in detail that you're going to be required to do all of these trainings that you talked about earlier? Like, is that detailed out there so when a parent knows exactly what's required of their son or daughter?
Certainly in the higher level programs within each of the division, that would be a standard of care or an expectation. When we start moving down into tiers, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, a lot of those coaches are placed after the player evaluations and through team selection process. So what they have for published standards, I think that they would be a little bit less prepared in that way. Parents would probably have more of an opportunity to develop their seasonal plan with the coaching staff with respect to, you know, extras, tournament games and extra practices, that sort of thing.
Dean, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.